fairness to the state, they have been carrying over excess funds from the welfare program. Back in the 90s, when the federal government reformed welfare, there was an effort to get more people back into work and get them all off welfare and get them into training program, education programs, and get them into jobs. And that worked so well in Kentucky that Kentucky was able to save quite a bit from what the federal allocation had been. And they were able to use that savings to provide additional education programs and child care assistance and other programs to help families get on their feet. And through the recession that began at the end of 2008, more families have been unemployed and have increased the number of people on welfare, which caused the state to lose what savings it had been carrying forward from year to year.
What will these cuts mean to families that rely on the subsidy for child care? What options are left for them?
Well, it's a pretty drastic cut. Beginning in April, the state is freezing all applications. So they're not accepting any new applications except under limited circumstances. And then on July 1, they reduced eligibility from 150% of poverty down to 100% of poverty.
As of July 1st, a family with an income above 100% of the poverty level is no longer eligible for assistance. How do you answer people who ask why aid is necessary at that income level?
Well, because the wages aren't enough to support families' basic needs, especially families with small children. A parent working a minimum wage job is no longer going to qualify for any assistance. And in order for them to be able to work, they're going to have somebody, someplace, a safe place and a learning environment for their kids to be while they're at work. And that costs $200 a week. So, you know, a family on minimum wage is going to be working until Wednesday just to be able to provide for child care, and that's not going to give them enough money to pay for rent and gasoline or bus fare and insurance.
It really has the effect of putting them back below minimum wage.
And many of them, that's right, and many of them are going to be forced into quitting their job and going back into onto welfare.
Children's Inc. in Covington will be holding a planning meeting tonight to bring attention to this issue. What do you hope to accomplish this evening?
We want to be able to hear stories and find out how these cuts are affecting families. And we want to then ask parents to help us get the word to legislators and to policymakers so that those who are making decisions about the budget are aware of how drastic these cuts are. I mean, these are families that are struggling to support themselves and to support their kids and do what's best for their kids. And they're feeling, and I'm feeling, that they're not getting heard. So we're going to give them a voice tonight, but we're also going to talk with them about how we can share their stories with those who are making decisions.
You can find out how to get more information on Children's Inc., which, for the record, is a child care provider, and the meeting tonight in Covington on our website at wnku.org under local news. Mike Hammonds, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Matt.